Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. We sing it all the time. What is the feast of victory? What is the feast of victory? Well, we just had one not too long, a couple hours ago. A lot of you were there. It was a pretty good one, right? Egg casseroles, donuts, right? Fruit. It was pretty good. Too bad if you missed it. Next time, same place, same time. You can come next Easter. It's really good. And I mean it. This is a feast of victory. I mean, why else Easter morning do we get together and eat? It's not just because we're hungry. If that were the case, we could all just eat a bowl of cereal at home and be fine. No, we have Easter breakfast here because we've won. We have won. And what better way to celebrate a big win than getting together and stuffing our faces? Isn't this what we do as Americans, right? Those of you who are here in the sunrise service, you heard the reading from Isaiah 25. God says the same thing. He says, "On this mountain I will make a great feast of rich food and well-aged wine." It's a feast of victory. And we've got another feast of victory here in the Lord's Supper in just a minute. Christ will invite us up to the altar because we've won. Because he has beaten sin and death, and he wants you to have part of that victory. That's why we come to church Easter morning. It's why we sing these triumphant hymns. It's why we crank up the organ. It's why Adam plays the trumpet. It's why the chimes play, the choir sings. It's why we process in. It's why we cover the place in lilies, because we've won. Imagine this year the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. I hear there's just a little hope of it, right? What kind of celebration would take place afterward? Go crazy, right? I mean, it's a big win. We'd celebrate. What happens when one of these college basketball teams is going to finally win March Madness? They're going to celebrate, aren't they? What happens in a couple months when high school seniors all across the land win and graduate? They celebrate, don't they? Some of you I know have told me you listen once in a while to the Dave Ramsey show. He's a financial guy. Every once in a while, his whole deal is getting out of debt. So every once in a while, he'll have some family come on. They just got out of debt, and what do? They do a debt-free scream. Right? They scream about it. They won. They're happy. What happens when someone is able to beat cancer and they go to the doctor and he says, "You're cancer-free"? We celebrate, right? Friends, we have won. We have won. Jesus has burst out of the tomb to tell us, "I've won. Death is defeated. Sin is paid for. The devil's power is taken away." And the women, they go to that tomb Easter morning, of course, thinking they've lost. All the disciples think that. They all think they've lost. They go to anoint Jesus' dead body. But they get there, and the stone's rolled away. And they look in, and there's an angel. "We've won. I know, you're seeking Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He's risen. We've won." Jesus' victory is your victory. Okay, it's not just a morning about cold, hard facts like, you know, who went to the tomb? What time was it? What did they see? How many angels were there? How did they get the stone rolled away? It's definitely about that. I mean, we want to know the evidence is really good that Jesus rose from the dead. But most of all, it's about the fact that his win is your win. In other words, Jesus doesn't rise from the dead on Easter morning and say, "All right, I won. Now it's your turn. Right now you have to win. Now you do X, Y, and Z and make me proud, and you better be a good Christian so that you can win too." No, all of us have won. The strife is over, the battle done. Now is the victor's triumph won. Now be the song of praise begun. Alleluia. We'll sing that hymn in a little bit. Strife is over. We've won. See, I think we get really confused about this sometimes. And we think winning is about a whole bunch of other things. Sometimes we think winning is about finding our purpose. You know, that if we can just find our grand purpose in the world, then we can win. Or maybe it's finding God's will for my life. Then I'll be a winner. So this usually goes like this. If I can just find the right job, if I can just find the right man, the right woman, if I can just find the right church, if I can find the right school, if I can find the right life, then I'll be a winner. Wrong. It's not true. You won't be any more of a winner then
than you are right now. You have already won. And God's purpose for you is to believe in Jesus and know that you've won. That's God's purpose. He wants you to know you've won, that your sin and death are done. You don't have to have everything just right to be a winner. You just need Jesus. Or sometimes we think winning is when I succeed in the world. Winning becomes when I finally made it. And we all know, let's be honest, what this is usually about. Winning then is about money. Okay? When I buy this or that, then I'll be a winner. When I save up this or that, then I'll be a winner. When I have X amount of dollars in my retirement fund, then I'll be a winner. Wrong. Then you'll just have new problems, right? Winning isn't money. Or sometimes we might think winning is about getting the right, you know, fame, the right recognition, the right degree, whatever. But you can be the most famous person in the world and you won't be any more of a winner than you are right now this morning. None of that stuff will help you one iota when it comes to salvation. But Jesus will, and he's already won, and so have you. Sometimes we think winning is being the good Christian who does everything right. This is a dangerous one, right? Being the good Christian who has the most faith, then I'll be a winner. Being the good Christian with a good and perfect family. Being the good Christian who never does anything embarrassing or regretful or shameful. Being the good Christian who everybody looks up to, that will be winning, right? Then I'll be a winner. Well, actually, in fact, if any of that happens, you'll probably be a loser. Because you might remember what Paul says, that when we are weak, it's then that we're strong. It's only when we're a loser that we see what a winner Jesus is and the win that we have with him. So, let's not plan out how we're going to be winners in the world, okay? That's already taken care of. Jesus this morning is risen. That's a win. You are baptized into him. That's a win. You have Jesus' word in the scriptures. That's a win. You have a feast of victory in the Lord's Supper. That's a win. You have prayer whenever you need to call upon him. That's a win. You have each other, your brothers and sisters in Christ. That's a win. I mean, think about who's already been defeated for us. Number one, our sin has. Yes, we still continue to struggle with sin, but it can't beat us. Okay? We've already won. It is forgiven. And even though we continue to fight against it, that's the whole thing. We fight because we know Jesus has won. And number two, the devil. Yes, he's still around. He's still going to bother you, but his power is gone. Jesus has taken it all away. Can't harm you. And death. Yes, we still face death. It's still a bitter enemy. We still have the pain of losing people, but it's still a win for us. It may seem like death is winning, but it isn't. It can't, because Jesus has said, whoever lives and believes in him will never die. Death can't touch us. When our bodies die, our souls immediately go to be with Jesus in heaven. And when he comes again, our bodies will be raised to be perfect like his. So we've even won against death. Look at the words of the angels to the women this morning. Don't be alarmed, they say. And then later, Jesus will come to his disciples on that night and say, don't be afraid, peace be with you. Sometimes we're afraid to live as winners. We're afraid to live in the victory. For instance, sometimes we're afraid to live with our sickness or afraid to live with our disease, or we're afraid to live in an uncertain future. Sometimes we're afraid to live without a spouse, or we're afraid to live with people that don't agree with us. We're afraid to live with people who are different from us. Afraid to live without our children, maybe. Afraid to forgive others. Afraid to grow up. Maybe we're afraid to leave. Afraid to stay. Afraid to say the wrong thing. Afraid of bad news. Afraid of no news. Afraid we're going to screw it all up. Well, hear the message of the angel. Don't be afraid. You've won. You've won. What are you scared of? You've won. Jesus has risen. No matter what the future brings, it won't bring anything that he cannot handle. It won't bring anything that will change this fact. You have won. He has risen. Yes, you will still have fear. I'm not saying that. We will still be afraid of things. We are sinners and we always wrestle with doubts. But we keep hearing that message over and over. Don't be afraid. You've won. Friends in Christ, we've won. Happy Easter. Nothing else that you ever win in the rest of your life will be better or more important than this win. No sports, no contest, no show, no job, no school, no prize, no election, no game, no money. No win is bigger than this win. Jesus is risen. You are forgiven and have eternal life. Don't be afraid. We have won. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We will stand and confess the Apostles' Creed.